It's 419. I'm Steve Petke. You're listening to Thursday Evening Classics here at 91.3 WWUH West Hartford. A wonderful organ recital is taking place tomorrow evening at 7:30 at Trinity College Chapel when the acclaimed organist Christopher Houlihan will give his first recital in his new role as organist and director of chapel music at the college. His program features works by Bach, Schumann, Franck, and Howells. And for more information, just check out the Trinity College website, trincol.edu. Look for upcoming events. And I'm pleased to let you know that I've got the star of that program coming up. And that's Christopher Houlihan. And he is with me in the studios. And Christopher, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Steve.
Well, you are in a new role in at Trinity College. And tell us about that new role.
So this is my first year as the director of chapel music and college organist. And I am taking over for my teacher, John Rose, who was in this position for 40 years. So it's quite intimidating, but a big honor to be filling his enormous shoes. But it's been a thrilling year. So in this role, I am responsible for all music that takes place in the chapel and at major college events. I play organ, I play recitals, I teach organ, and I travel the country still playing recitals and doing that. I was just in Des Moines last week playing a program there. And I direct the main chapel choir, the Chapel Singers, which is Trinity's oldest student organization from the founding of the school. So it's wonderful. I get to work with students. I get to make music in an amazing building and play an incredible organ, and I'm having a great time.
They are big shoes to fill, and literally because you have to use your feet.
That's true. Organists do. We have special shoes for what we do and play a lot of notes with our feet.
So you grew up in Connecticut, born in
Summers, Connecticut.
Grew up in Summers.
Yeah.
So growing up as a kid in Summers, if someone had told you, or did you ever aspire to be the college organist at Trinity College, what would you have been thinking?
Well, I never imagined this would happen, but I actually began lessons as a 12-year-old at Trinity with John Rose when I was 12. We would drive down from Summers and have lessons at the college, and I had my very first organ lesson at the instrument I now play every day. And I, of course, I had no idea then that this would happen, but I ended up coming to do my undergraduate degree at Trinity, and I've been an artist in residence at the college for the past 4 years, and now I'm here full time, and it's really incredible. It's unbelievable.
You sound like an extremely busy man.
It does add up, yes.
I remember reading on Angela Hewitt, the Canadian pianist, on her website several years ago. She had a little post that said that she was in Atlanta and she was taking a cab ride to her hotel, and the cab driver asked her what she did for a living. She said, "I'm a concert pianist." And his reaction was, "Oh, that must be nice and relaxing."
Yes, you're right.
And I know you're laughing because
many people
tour as an artist.
Yes, the touring is exhausting. The traveling is exhausting. And what organists are up against, unlike any other instrumentalist I can think of, is that we don't have our own instrument, right? If you're a violinist, you bring your violin with you and you know exactly what it's going to do. And and pianos are different one to the next, but the organ, no two organs are alike. They can be radically, drastically different. So a pianist has it very easy compared to an organist. I have to arrive 2 or 3 days in advance of a recital and spend really 8 to 10 to 12 hours a day just getting ready for that recital, setting up that particular organ. It's quite exhausting.
Absolutely grueling. Well, let's talk about doing something. It's a home game for you tomorrow,
yes, exactly.
As they say, right at Trinity College on their wonderful organ. Tell us what's on the program.
So I'm playing some of my favorite pieces, the Bach Passacaglia in C minor, which is his famous Passacaglia with a great theme and variations. I'm playing four sketches by Schumann. And Schumann isn't often thought of as an organ composer, but these were pieces he wrote for the pedal piano. That's a piano with a pedal board attached so that organists could practice at home. And Schumann wrote a couple sets of pieces for this instrument, and these are very, very charming. They're not as quirky and bizarre as some of Schumann's other piano music, but they're very lovely, charming pieces. I'm playing a piece by the English composer Herbert Howells, the Master Talus's Testament, which is sort of a footnote to Vaughan Williams' Fantasia on a theme by Talus, sort of an homage to Vaughan Williams and Talus. And then the Grande Pièce Symphonique of César Franck, which is the very first solo organ symphony. It's sort of an entire symphony for solo organ. It's really an incredible piece.
A really varied program and some well-known names, but in some cases some not-so-well-known works. So it'll be a great opportunity for people to hear something familiar and hear something from across the ages. We've got works from the Baroque all the way up until the 20th century with Herbert Howells. My guest here on Thursday Evening Classics is Christopher Houlihan. He is an organist and director of chapel music at Trinity College, and we're talking about the program that he's offering tomorrow, April the 20th, 7:30, right at Trinity College, the Trinity College organ. Bach, Schumann, Howells, and Franck on the program. Christopher, thank you so much for coming by. Let's do a shout-out to all the Hula fans.
Yes, hello, Hula fans.
Hula fans, yeah. And everyone in the Trinity community, we want you all to come out tomorrow. The general public, of course, is warmly invited as well.
Yes,
make it a great event.
It's a free concert, so we'd love to have you there.
Great. Yeah. And again, for more information, online, trincoll.edu. That's trincoll.edu. Let's look for upcoming events. Christopher, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thanks, Steve.
At 4:26, we'll continue with one of the works that is on that upcoming program with Christopher Houlihan, organist, tomorrow at Trinity College. This is Herbert Howells' Master Talus's Testament. Duncan Ferguson is the organist. Duncan Ferguson was the organist in Herbert Howells' Master Talus's Testament. That's a work that will be on the program at Trinity College Chapel tomorrow at 7:30 when acclaimed organist Christopher Houlihan gives his first recital at Trinity College in his brand new role as organist and director of chapel music at the college. For more information, trincoll.edu, and look for upcoming events. The music of Bach, Schumann, that Howells, and a great French romantic work by César Franck on the program. And I hope you had a chance to listen to a conversation I just had a few moments ago with Christopher Houlihan right here live in the WWUH studio.